My guest at this time is Jimmy LaSalvia. He is the co-founder of GoProud, which is an organization promoting conservative principles that they say should also include equal opportunities for gay and lesbian Americans, and that includes the right to marriage. He has made news in the past several days because he has officially left the Republican Party over what he calls its ongoing tolerance of bigotry. And Jimmy, thanks so much for your time today.
Well, thanks for having me, Greg. I appreciate it.
What convinced you to leave, and what convinced you to leave now?
Well, over the past several years, I have come to the conclusion that the Republican Party just doesn't represent my principles and values. I'm a limited government conservative, and they're big government people. They like government as long as they're in charge of it. And I don't tolerate bigotry of any kind, and they do. And it's that cultural problem, the fact that they seem to be out of touch with life in America today, that's led me to the conclusion that the Republican Party will never again win a national election. And if that's the case, then what's the use? That's the reason.
Now, in this decision, is it equal parts big government and being bigoted, or is one trumping the other here?
Well, I think that the tolerance of bigotry is the most glaring example of the fact that the leadership of the Republican Party is out of touch with America. And I mean, I think that is the biggest example of something that can't be overcome with messaging and policy. You know, I happen to think that conservative policies are good for everybody, but if you can't connect with people to tell them that, then you're hopeless. And so as I began the process of figuring out what I'm going to do in my life, I realized that, you know, I'm like most Americans. 42% of Americans don't identify with Republicans or Democrats. They identify as independents because neither party represents them. That doesn't mean that they're not politically active or engaged, or it doesn't mean they don't care about their country. It's just that they don't feel like either party speaks for them. So I've decided that I'm going to move on. I'm going to pull the plug on the Republican Party because the patient is brain dead, and I'm going to focus my efforts on providing voice for all those people who don't have a party and bringing people together to work to make our country better instead of focusing on a political party that's done for.
One tactical question that some may be curious about. Your organization, of course, is called GoProud, and the first three letters all capitalized, GOP, meaning it's somehow sympathetic, of course, to the Republican Party. So now that you're leaving it, will that title stay in place?
Well, I have to say one clarification is I left my full-time position at GoProud the middle of last year in order to pursue other professional opportunities. So I no longer run that organization, but I do have to say that GoProud has always had a large number of independents because it's not a new thing that there are gay conservatives who don't want to affiliate with the Republican Party. So GoProud still exists. I no longer run it, but I've moved on to other things, including providing voice for people who don't have a party.
Let me ask you another question about recent politics. And the co-founder of GoProud, Chris Barron, made news last November when he said because of the different stances of the gubernatorial candidates in Virginia, Terry McAuliffe and Ken Cuccinelli, on gay issues, that he ultimately voted for Terry McAuliffe. I don't know if you live in Virginia, but if you did you come to the same conclusion?
Well, I actually don't live in Virginia. But I'll tell you, the fact that Ken Cuccinelli was an acceptable candidate for Republicans astonished me. And it's not, let me be clear, it's not about positions on issues. It's not. If that were the case, I would have left the Republican Party decades ago if it were just about gay issues. It's about what Ken Cuccinelli thinks about people who aren't like him that made him an unacceptable candidate to me. And that's why, ultimately, the voters in Virginia chose a crook for governor rather than somebody like Ken Cuccinelli. And honestly, that's why Barack Obama, a failed president, was reelected in 2012 instead of a Republican, because most Americans came to the conclusion that Republicans are out of touch with real life in America, and Republicans don't care about people like them. And Mitt Romney confirmed that in his statements about only campaigning to 47%. So, you know, that to me is, those are symptoms of the big problem that is so severe that it can't be fixed.
We're talking with Jimmy LaSalvia, co-founder of GoProud, announced in the last several days that he's leaving the Republican Party. Jimmy, in our last few minutes here, I want to get your thoughts on comments coming from different angles from the right in response to your decision. Some would say that the Republican Party is leaning more in your direction. A decade ago, of course, most of the party was pushing for a constitutional amendment for traditional marriage, and it was happening in several states and probably got George W. Bush reelected, some say. There have been gay candidates recently. The RNC report in the aftermath of the 2012 campaign, they say, showed that Republicans need to do a better job of articulating and being more respectful on this issue. And when the Supreme Court debates were happening earlier this year, there was hardly any Republicans talking about it at all. So a lot of folks are wondering, they think that there's been progress towards your direction. They're wondering why you're leaving now.
Well, there's no question that all Americans are thinking differently about how issues affect gay people. And they're coming to the conclusion that that everybody is coming to the conclusion of. The problem is there's a very loud faction of the Republican Party that will never change on that issue, and they're tolerated. And it's not, let me be clear, it is not positions on issues. It is fundamentally how you feel about other Americans. You know, in 2014, demonizing gay people and opposition to homosexuality is just not okay. We've determined that that's not okay in society. But it's okay in one place in America, and that's the Republican Party. And that's what's ultimately going to bring them down. And it's not just gay people. You know, Dave Achim, a Republican National Committee man from Michigan, just last week posted a horrible anti-Muslim screed on his Facebook page, and no repercussions for that. He asked, what has a Muslim ever done to help America? Well, that's just not the way people want their political leaders to treat other Americans. And that is the crux of the real problem, the fact that they're so culturally out of touch that they can never reach the majority of Americans with good policy.
Let me ask you a question then. From their perspective, many traditional marriage backers who believe marriage should only be between a man and a woman, of course, would say their beliefs are firmly rooted in thousands of years of tradition. It's rooted in scripture, rooted in all the major faiths. And so by you calling them bigoted, you're the one showing
bigotry. No. I have never called people who don't agree with me on same-sex marriage bigots for that reason. I do not believe that opposition to same-sex marriage in and of itself is bigotry. But there are some people who just don't like gay people, and that's not okay. And in America, in 2014, the vast majority of Americans, and even the vast majority of Republicans, have concluded that those people are wrong. But the Republican Party continues to tolerate their demonization of gay people. And that is not okay. That does not represent my values. And so I'm not going to associate with it anymore. And I'm not going to be embarrassed anymore when a Republican says something stupid about gay people or Muslims or women or whatever, because I have disassociated myself with that label because they don't represent my values.
Is it the opinion that they believe homosexuality is wrong, or how they specifically treat homosexuals?
Well, I think that you can Google to see how many times I've been kicked in the teeth by leadership in the Republican Party. But I'll tell you what, every American has a gay person in their life, Every American has a gay family member or friend who they know and love, and they know that the people who demonize gay people are wrong, and they know that they're talking about their family and friends. The reason this is so damaging to the Republican Party is because it crosses all demographic lines, because everyone has a gay person in their life. So when they don't stand up to the people who demonize gays, they're essentially saying, we're not going to stand up for your family, your friends. So why would anybody listen to anything else they have to say, no matter how good their tax plans are, if they don't like their family and friends? And so, you know, it's just that unwillingness to confront the problem. And, you know, frankly, the autopsy report is putting lipstick on a pig. You know, I've likened it to taking a cancer patient to get a makeover. She feels good. She looks great. But at the end of the day, the cancer is going to kill her unless you cut it out of her. And they have got to make real changes. And there's nobody in leadership at the Republican Party who has the guts to make the real changes. And frankly, you're going to risk losing some of your voters, but you're going to gain so many other people. They just can't see that.
Jimmy, you've certainly made waves this week, and we'll certainly see how the debate plays out, particularly in an election year. Thank you, sir, very much for your time today.
Thanks a lot for having me.
Absolutely. Jimmy LaSalvia is the co-founder of GoProud. He announced earlier in the week that he is leaving the Republican Party for the reasons he's explained in the last several minutes. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.